Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and this is an actual very special edition of the show because we're actually in the Jury's Inn in Bradford because I'm going to be DJing at InFest tonight. I still have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, but those of you who have been listening to the show for the 22 years or so know that this is actually status quo for me. It's also special because I'm here with Simon Carter. Say hello, Simon.
Howdy.
He didn't say hello, Simon, which is actually what I was expecting. So to make it a little special, I asked Simon to pick the tracks, and I mixed them all up. And we're going to go through them, and then he's going to tell us a little bit about why he picked it. It could be just as simple as, I think this is awesome. You never know. But that was Kent Kino with Soul Food, and that was the Elect This mix. Before that, you heard Stray with Let Me Go, and that was the Grendel mix. We started things off with a track that was one of the ones where I listened to it, and I started hitting the desk going, fuck, this is from 2010. Don't tell me that I somehow missed that. That was No Comment with Pulse Star, the 2010 club mix, and I actually went back through the database to find that I did play it in 2010, and that's why it was familiar.
Yeah, fair enough. It's an interesting track, that one, because I've looked them up before, and I don't think they've released anything else. I couldn't find any other releases by that band, and yet they have this fantastic track with a, you know, quite a mesmerizing beat going on with that one. So that's a particular favorite of mine. The Stray one.
They're from the UK.
Who? Stray.
Stray.
Yeah, they are. But that's the Grendel remix from the Netherlands, I believe. And it's interesting because Grendel have done like a real sort of modern dance floor version of that track, which you wouldn't really associate with Grendel. But as for Kent Kino, I mean, well, what can you say? Lars and Kenneth, they're both on the same record label as me. They're wonderful chaps and they always deliver. Always.
Yeah, and I actually look forward to, I'm not giving it away because nobody here listening to this is going to be at InFest, I think. I will be playing Kent Kino tonight because they are one of my favorite bands. But we're going to continue on with, this is Resurrection Eve with If I Could. I am DJ Todd with Simon Carter. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
I died. yourself my gift. Open arms that you resist. My gift, my gift, my gift. And so why do you resist?
Society. Dead to a mindless society.
band by the name of Soman with Mask, and that was the FMV9 extended mix. A band that I actually, for the longest time, I don't want to say avoided, but didn't experiment with, because they didn't have remixes by bands that I was familiar with. And the name sounded like a one of those power noise bands. And I'm now sitting here going, I was a fool. They are very good.
Yeah, well, this is what you get. You've got to listen carefully to all these people. The trouble is, and we had this discussion earlier, there's so much music out there now. Everyone's making music. It's so hard to filter between the good and the bad. But Soman, they're always going to deliver for the dance floor. You want me to speak about the first track?
Well, yeah.
Resurrection Eve.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've actually heard of them. They were a band from Australia who had two or three discs. They were a fantastic band. And again, just disappeared off the face of the planet. Don't know what happened to them. I think even their last disc was they were supposed to be a follow-on, but it never materialized. Yeah, which is a shame, because they were a really good sort of dark wave band, really.
Yeah. And we're continuing on with a band that I believe is also kind of like that, because I am familiar with Waves Underwater, but I don't think I've heard anything by them in a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, I can tell you a bit about that. Waves Underwater have done a couple of remixes for me, and I know, about 5 years ago, they had a finished album, and they contacted me about getting it mastered. And we had a few emails and whatnot, and I gave a few suggestions, but it's never seen the light of day. So please come back to us, Johan and Angelica. But I do know that they're off doing other more life interesting things at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to continue on with Waves Underwater. This is Tomorrow. I am DJ Todd. This is Simon Carter. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And there's a band that I am actually familiar with. I'm actually familiar with this track, but not with this remix. I've played Tristram's Shiver before, but it was actually a remix done by Wolf, one of our long time listeners from Germany. Lyman Dale, where did this come from?
This came from a compilation from about 10 or 12 years ago, and it was a purely sort of dance floor influenced compilation. This was on there, and I think you can hear that really hits the spot, actually. It's probably almost bordering on sort of trance a bit more, you know, touching the EDM side of things. But Tristram, again, they're another band that, to my knowledge, have only released one disc, an amazing disc, and then again disappeared off the face of the planet, which is such a shame.
Yeah, and I have to admit that Shiver is the only track that I'm familiar with. But we're going to continue on with a band that everyone who listens to the show should be familiar with. Simon asked when he was picking the tracks if he could get self-indulgent or not, and I was like, of course, that's the whole point. And both of us think very, very highly of Astatish. This is the SD Carter remix of In My Aurora, and we're just going to play it because it's just that frickin' awesome. Again, I am DJ Todd here with Simon, and you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Open your heart.
Now, there's a band that is tragically, I'm going to say defunct, but it may be on pause. But Alex has a family now, and I think he makes software for music and that sort of thing. So he's sort of transitioned into another area. So you can't really blame the guy for not putting out good music anymore. But having said that, Alex, put out some more music. That was Negative Format with Pathogen.
Yeah, what more can you say about Negative Format? Exactly that. It's superb, and it's a shame that Alex isn't putting out more music. But that is just another real dance floor friendly track, and I think it's probably a good opportunity to say that, as you've probably noticed, all these tracks that I've picked so far have been aimed at the dance floor, and I could have done this playlist with 100 tracks. You know, I had to slim this down to,
yeah,
to 12. But Negative Format, we're always going to be in there in some shape or form.
Yeah, and we're going to continue on with a track that made it into the best of the best. And one of the bands that when you look at their body of work and you have to pick one, it's darn hard. But I have to admit that Code 64 with Sea of Stars, that was my number one pick.
Absolutely. Again, a huge library of great tracks, but it was always going to be Sea of Stars. I think that one, just the cream rises to the top on that one. And as you know, Hasse and Bjorn are now part of Centurion Prime.
Yeah, yeah. Again, great music. Tragic band name, but great music. We're going to continue on with Code 64. I am DJ Todd with Simon. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
You seem to be much closer now.
there's a band that I'm honestly not terribly familiar with. I am, of course, familiar with In Danger. That was Dawn Again, and that was the Alpha Luna mix. But I'm actually more familiar with the first time I heard In Danger was probably 20 years ago on the short-lived label Dancing Ferret Discs, and they did a track for the Pet Shop Boys cover disc, which honestly, if you can track down, is a very good disc from start to finish. But there's stuff that they I have got my hands on stuff they've done, but they seem to be more down-tempo and gothy, and so that's kind of, again, good music, but not what I do. However, Simon, he found a dancey track.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly why I chose it. If you've got a great vocal like that track has, and the original is exactly as you described, a lot more down-tempo, I don't know much about Alpha Luna, but they've produced a wonderful sort of dance floor synth pop remix, which just hits the spot perfectly.
And it's something that we've actually, as a side, Simon and I have actually talked about in the past about how there's nothing wrong with it. Was one of the things that a lot of the down-tempo synth pop bands should really look into is just one remix that's dance floor accessible, and you're not compromising anything, but you're exposing your music to a whole different crowd who aren't just sitting at home with the headphones in. I think it's very beneficial, but whatever. We're going to end off the show with a track that Simon, he said, when you're mixing this, this has to be the last track. And well, who am I to argue? I mean, everybody knows that I'm a big fan of Parallax. So I'm going to let Simon explain why he decided that this had to be the last track.
Well, a good few years ago when I used to do a bit of DJing, and as you know, Todd, last track, they usually wanted to get you off the stage, and if you're lucky, you might come back for one more, you might not. I would always pick this, not just because the subject matter of the vocals, but actually, it's a really long track, so you're really extending your time at the discs there. So I love Parallax as well. Great synth pop band from Australia, almost like Kylie Minogue-esque vocals, really. But this remix is it's full on trance, really, and it will blow you away.
Yeah, it is funny because Parallax used to be very much a guilty favorite of mine, and then the more people that I talk to, I realize that I am not alone. There are a lot of Parallax fans out there, and as there should be. So we're going to end off the show with Parallax. This is Time. This is the Brenf mix. I am DJ Todd, here with Simon. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
We'll be right back.